Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's Great Expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great Expectations.
Charles Millett, yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great Expectations.
Now remember, I shared with you that there was a researcher at Duke University who did a study. And the study that he did was concerning people's lives and what they do and how they carry themselves every day. And his study concluded with this, that 40% of what we do every single day is not about the decisions that we make. But 40% of what we do every day is based on habitual habits, stuff that we already have conditioned ourselves to do. Now, that was amazing to me. I continued to meditate on it, and I took a moment to reflect upon it. And I sat down and I said, well, you know, I just want to see if it's anything applicable to my own life that's possibly associated with the study. And when I went down through it and I started to look at it, you know, really, there was a lot of truth to it in my own life. A lot of what I did today was not like all brand new decisions. Most of what I did today is stuff that I've already been conditioned to do. So today, ever since you got up, 40% or half of what you've done all day long has not been about you making decisions. It's been about you being committed to habits that are already in your life. So 40% or either half of what I did today is a result of intentional habits or result of habits that I allowed to passively make their way into my life. That in itself is amazing. Think about that for just a moment. Just from a mental perspective, the bulk of what I do from day to day is predicated on something that's already established in my life. There's a pattern there, okay? And then also, just because we begin to condition and position ourselves to manage our mind, it doesn't mean that we will not have to deal with complications. You got complications, you got conflicts that you have to deal with, but just because we got conflicts and complications doesn't mean that we can't conquer. We can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. And no matter where your mind has been, you can pull your mind right into actually where it needs to be, okay? Now, so one thing is certain, ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. If I stick with this book, I'm coming back with a testimony. Doesn't matter what's going on in my life. I stick with this. I'm coming back with a testimony because I found out with it that God wants to do more than give me healing, wants to do more than give me deliverance. God wants to do more than give me financial prosperity. God wants to do more than increase me. God wants me to get this word. He wants to give me this word to give him me right down, give me himself right down in my spirit. So the healing, the breakthrough and everything else that I need, I get that when I got God. So God wants to give me more than just what I want. God wants to give me his word down in my spirit. So when I read it, I become what's in it. I become what this word actually talks about, okay? So now, according to Romans 12 and 1, this is how we actually manage our mind, y'all. This is how we manage our mind. Because renewing your mind is how you manage it. All right, everybody that comes into the church, okay? Let's say you're a person that's coming to the church and you've been in the world for an extended period of time. You come into the church, you hear me or you hear one of the leaders teaching and preaching about the good news, and you hear so much about it, you're inspired and motivated and you want to give God your life. You make that private or public profession, repeat the sinner's prayer, give God your heart, give him your life. Immediately, your life is changed. You're a candidate for eternity. You're saved because of what you have confessed and what you have actually believed. But the only thing with that body that has a mouth that's confessed and a heart that has believed, it still has a mind that's been dealing with all of the stuff you were dealing with before you walked into the church. So your spirit is reborn. Your life is changed because you immediately got Christ in it. But there's one thing that's still the same. Your mind. What do you mean your mind? The way you were thinking before you got saved, all of that stuff is in your mind. So the mind still has to be dealt with. Because if the mind is not dealt with, let's say you come in, you get saved, you give your life to the Lord, and you're a born again believer, and you don't get that mind renewed, you don't get that mind changed, you go right out of here and you can take that clean heart and this new spirit back to an old place that ain't no good for you. And it's not the heart that's taking the body back. Listen to me. It's not the heart that's taking the born again spirit back. It's the mind. And so God says something has to be done with that. He puts a lot of emphasis on. So he says, this is how you manage your mind. This is how we do mind management, because the mind controls the body. And this is how we do it. And look at Romans 12:1 again. This is how we do it. When we renew our mind, it actually transforms my life. So even I'm a born again believer. I'm a pastor. And let's say my mind is not where it should be. Because just because I have a title and just because I'm a pastor does not guarantee my mind is always where it need to be. Just because you're born again and you're living for God and you're serving him, it does not guarantee that your mind is always where it needs to be. So God says, you got to do something to make sure that your mind don't get all over the place. And he would not have told us to renew our mind unless it was a probability that our mind could get off track. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to manage your mind. Because your life is governed by how you're thinking. So I can actually change my whole life if I understand. Don't be conformed to the way you were living before you came in and got saved. Don't be conformed to systems that do not honor and trust God. Don't do that. He says the way you do that is there's a renewing that takes place that causes transformation to kick in. And when I do that, woo, Lord, there's a whole lot of things that are proven when that actually takes place in my life. So remember these things, okay? All right? So I have to ask myself a question. Do you want to renew your mind when it comes to this? Do you want your life to be different when it comes to certain things? Do you want a better quality of life? Of course we do, and this is how we get it, by renewing our mind. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, mind management. In other words, if God said to me, transform your life by renewing your mind, then he says everything in my life can shift. And it's my responsibility to do it. God has given me the power, given me the responsibility to do it. And the thing that I love about it is none of you are the ones who determine if I can change my life. God said the power for me to change my life is in my hand. And all I got to do is renew my mind. Wouldn't it be something crazy if your whole life was hinging on what somebody else had to do for you? Wouldn't it be crazy if you were sitting there in your mind and your life could not improve until somebody came along and helped it? But thank God I don't have to wait. I appreciate all the help I can get from you. But thank God the ability to improve my life, shift my life, and get my life where it needs to be, I do not have to wait on somebody to do that because I can do it. God said, Bishop, I give you the responsibility to renew your mind. And there's a whole lot of things that are going to show up in your life as a result of you taking responsibility. You can do this. So I don't have to let you take my mind. I don't have to let you mess up my mind. I don't even have to let you control my mind, because I can renew my mind. Look at your neighbor and say, you can change your whole life. Say, God put the ability in you to change your life by renewing your mind. So let's say I don't renew my mind, but I am. Let me tell you what I can bank on. I will never have to worry about it. If I do not renew my mind, I can bank on always being where I'm at now or where I've been. And I was telling the couples on Sunday in the couples ministry, if you really don't know where you are going with your marriage, you'll probably end up there every time. So it is applicable to our life. If I don't know where I'm going, if you don't know where you're going, we'll probably end up there every time. So whatever I'm doing, what I did today is a function of my mind. Where I am right now in my life is a result of what's happening in my head. And the scripture is very clear. If you don't like what's happening in your head, you don't like where you are, you can shift it by renewing it. Everything can actually change. Look at your neighbor and say, you ain't crazy. And people are not going to think you crazy. Because according to Romans 12 and 1 and verse 2, you can have good sense if you want it. Lord, ooh, he got a terrible personality. That's an expression of the person's mind. Lord, her attitude or his attitude is off. That's an expression of the person's mind. Why? Because Proverbs 23 and 7. Y'all want to look at that? Oh, it's right there. Proverbs 23 and 7. Check this out. For as, come on, y'all. For as he thinketh in his heart, so as a person thinketh, so is he. So I spent the day, I said, you know what? If it ain't true, I ain't got time for it. So if he says, finally, out of everything, finally, whatever things are true, if it ain't the truth, don't let that be in your mind. Keeping lies in your mind and letting who lied on you and who didn't tell the truth about you, keeping that on your mind, that right there ain't gonna cause you to manage your mind. You can't manage your mind if you walk around all day thinking about who lied on you, because it's gonna make you mad. And when you're mad, you can't think straight. So this is how he said. He said, don't just renew your mind. I'm gonna tell you, it ain't enough to tell you, I gotta tell you how to do it. Because how many of y'all through the church, you hear, renew your mind, renew your mind, renew your mind. How many of y'all look at them and say, renew your mind? Say, how you gonna do it? That's what I thought. This is how you're gonna do it. You got to keep things on your mind that are honest, things on your mind that are just. And he wouldn't say keep these things on there unless we were gonna have to deal with the things that are opposite. Things that are pure, what lovely, whatever things of a good report, any virtue, any praise, think on these. These are the things I got to think about. So today, you know what? It was great today. I mean, it was great. I had complications today, and I was dealing with complications all day long. But I still conquered. And you know why I conquered? Because I said, you know what? Man, I said, these folk, they don't have their stuff together. Man, they got me all tied up. And then the Holy Spirit said, that's what you're gonna think about? So I kept doing my business, but I didn't let the way I was doing business determine how my mind was gonna be, because I had to deal with some difficult people today. So this is how I dealt with difficult people. I said, that ain't gonna stress me out. It's not going to get on my nerves. And I looked up, y'all, and I had spent 5 hours on the telephone. And I said to myself, I ain't getting nothing done today. I've been on this phone for 5 hours dealing with different stuff. And the Holy Spirit said, you got a lot of stuff done today. You got 5 hours worth of stuff done that you wouldn't have got done. You just looking at the fact that you had to do it on the phone. I said, oh, you know, that's good, man. That's good. So that was a good report. And I'm telling y'all, honest to God, y'all, God is my witness. It was like stressful, but I don't feel stressed. Because of how the scripture helped me with it. Luke should ever say, you don't have to be stressed out, even though you're dealing with a stressful situation. Say it again, you don't have to be stressed out, even though you're dealing with a stressful situation. But y'all, honest to God, there are too many people in the house of God who don't know the importance of the mind. And the more and more I read and listen to what God is saying, I'm understanding that. But the mind is a massive tool for your benefit. Massive tool. That's why the Lord put so much emphasis on it. And the mind is like, it's like that rudder that actually directs the ship. The rudder can be small, but directing a whole big ship. And your mind is directing your life. And you'd be surprised at the people who are doing stuff simply because of what's going on in their mind. So just like the rudder is directing the big ship, If your mind is here and your mind is there, let's say you're saved. Your mind is over here. Your mind is over there. Your mind is over here. Your mind is over there. Your purpose is going to get further and further in the back of your life. Not because you're not a good person, not because I'm not a good person, not because God is not with me, but if my mind is all over the place, then my life is going to be all over the place, and I'll be a person that's saved and living for God and all over the place. And let's not act like we don't wonder what's wrong with some Christians. And it's not that, let me submit this to you. It's not that believers are bad people. They're saved, they love the Lord, but if you don't get that mind renewed, because y'all know some of the stuff Christians doing ain't got no business doing. It ought not be named among us. But it's because everywhere. And so you get saved, you're born again, you're living for God, you don't get that mind renewed. God will bless you with a good job. You don't get that mind renewed concerning that good job, you'll mess that good job slap up. God bless you with a good person to date. You don't get your mind renewed, you'll tear that slap up. So we got to understand, according to the word of God, it's a powerful tool. Very powerful tool. Our whole life is actually directed by it. So your mind helps you to channel all of your attention to focus on your purpose. Your mind helps you to channel all of the forces of your spirit in the direction of your focus. My mind helps me to do that. Let's look at Isaiah 26 and 3. Check this out. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is all over the place. Now, look at this for just a moment, beloveds. You know, 15 minutes, I'm done. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is. So when it says stayed, it says he will keep you in perfect peace. Now get this, there's a perfect peace for your health. There's a perfect peace for your wealth, for your family, for your business, for every area of your life. It ain't just saying he'll keep you saved if you keep your mind on him, because y'all got stuff you got to do as a saved person. But when it says he'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed, stayed means this right here, y'all. The person who focuses their mind. And to focus your mind is to direct your mind. So the person who will focus their mind can direct your whole life. And God says, if you'll focus your mind on me, your whole life will be kept in perfect peace. Why? Because that's how you trust me. So it can be highly probable, y'all, that the only thing that we could be wrestling with in some areas of our life is simply because we're not focused. You're not focused. And this is blessing me so much. Your mind can run. And the Bible says if you don't get a hold of the direction, in other words, if you don't give your mind some direction, if you don't give your mind some direction, you'll be saved and full of God, and your mind will take you all places you ain't got no business. And the Lord said, you got to focus. You got to take your mind. Because how many of y'all know your mind can tell you to do some stupid stuff? Look at your neighbor and say, you can be sitting right in church listening to the word of God tonight and a stupid thought hit your mind. I thought like, I wish he'd hurry up. I thought like, when this gonna be over? Or all that tiredness. How many of y'all worked today? Felt a little tired, been through a couple of things. Lord, I'm tired. Lord, I need some rest. Ain't no doubt you're tired. Ain't no doubt you need rest. But you're going to be tired every day you go to work. Folk that go to work and work all day ain't tired. Ain't done nothing. People that come to church and be in church all service and leave like don't feel like they've been in church. Ain't done nothing. That's the toll you pay. So you got to tell yourself, yeah, man, I'm tired. Oh, boy, I worked hard today. Oh, I've been on the phone all day. But you're going into worship. And you're not going to I'm just going to go so I can be counted. I just want to get credit for participation or attendance rather. No, you got to take that mind. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I bet you, Attorney Fred, you don't get to go into the courtroom and be like, ooh, I can't think. My mind, I can't think. And your client be there, you can't what? No, you need to, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to tell you is all of us got a mind, but you got the power to direct it. My mind can tell me when you see so-and-so, straighten them out. Now the Holy Ghost, I'm saved. I'm saved and full of the Spirit. And God is telling me, this is what you need to do. And I said, Lord, I know what the Spirit said. I read the word this morning. But in my mind, no. Mm-mm. That ain't what I want to do. What are you trying to say? It's just like going on a fast, right? You go on a fast and you say, I'm going to consecrate myself for 5 days. You go on a fast for 5 days and don't renew your mind. That fast is almost useless. Because you done gave up food, you done stopped watching TV, but you ain't got your mind all over the place. You hungry, but your mind thinking about food stuff. You're not watching your favorite show, but your mind is. And see, you got to focus your mind. So what I got to do, well, Bishop, how do I focus my mind? I'm glad you want to know. Go back to Philippians 4:8. This is how you do it. Well, I feel like quitting. No. Don't think about quitting. Don't think about giving up. Don't think about throwing in the towel. You got to think about the fact, I can do this. I'm going to be okay. The Lord done told me. But this don't make no sense. This don't make no sense. Go to verse 9. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Those things which you have what? Now, the only way you don't do it is if you don't. The only way you do it is if you don't. The only way you don't do it is if you refuse. And the only way you don't do it is if you don't want to. But this is how, this is the only way you can do. God said the only way you can do is you got to direct your mind towards learning, towards receiving, towards hearing. You literally got to pay attention. Keep your mind stayed on me and I will keep you in perfect peace. Focus your mind. Lord, I can't sleep. I can't eat. You might feel like you can't sleep. You might feel like you can't eat, but you got to turn that towards God. So you can pull everything back in line. Look at your neighbor and say, ain't nothing wrong with you. Come on, say it like you mean. Say, you got plenty of sense. I just got to get you to use your mind. And you got to manage your mind. So Bishop, if you discipline your mind, go back one verse. If you discipline your mind, you can direct your life. If you don't discipline your mind, your life's going to be all over the place. And this is what you got to do, y'all. But listen, I'm going to give you this and conclude. When that mind is here and that mind is there and it don't want to do right, oh, there's a tool that's left to make that mind shape up. And it's called the tongue. Because your mind can be way over here in left field, not wanting to do right. But then the Bible says, call those things that be not as though they were. So when you start speaking stuff, what you speaking takes a mind that's way over here and bring a mind, and you're telling a mind, this is where you're going to go. Why do you think people go to counseling and go to the psychiatrist? They go to the psychiatrist, they go to counseling because they ain't half thinking right. They need some advice. They need some help. And what does a psychiatrist get to do when they get there? Well, let's just sit there and see if we can feel each other. No. The psychiatrist start asking questions. Start talking. And then listen. And a good psychiatrist ain't going to spend all the time doing the talking. A good psychiatrist is going to try to bring the patient to the place till they get the person to start talking. Why do they want them to start talking? Because they know their mind is somewhere it don't need to be. And if they get the person talking, the mouth can shift the mind. I can be home with Pastor Patty, bless her heart, And she can say the right thing the wrong way. Don't move me. But then she can say the right thing the right way. Ooh. Hey, I ain't got all the muscles like Hercules. But if I pick up a bag of grocery and she just say, "Ooh, look at your muscle sticking out," I'm allowed to pick up with the other arm. Carry her and the grocery. Are you listening to me? Look at your neighbor and say, if your mind is here and there and you can't get it in check, open your mouth and start talking the way your mind's supposed to go.
Would you like to find out more information about Christian Provision Ministries or Bishop Charles Millett? If so, visit us online at christianprovision.com. From there, you can find our social media outlets, you can download more inspirational messages, or even find out about our newest customized app. Thank you so much for tuning in and continue watching our broadcast.
Get clear. Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.